Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I am thankful and glad for today. And every day the Lord makes. These are the times in which God's decided we will live. Hey, I keep saying that some of our responsibilities are to find ways to have fun and engage in some humor during these times. Today, it seems a little hard to do that. Seems that way. I was just looking through the rundown. The rundown is not a script. Oh, it's here. Okay, good. The rundown is not a script. It's an outline of what we're going to talk about in the program, and it contains the links to the research and the audio. If you ever want that, so you want links to the things we talk about, text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 800-465-8770, and you'll get those links. Mark Stein, who is a fellow, Mark isn't hosting right now, guide hosting on EIB, and I'm not Mark. Mark can talk about that. Mark said something that has stuck with me forever, and he said, tyranny is always capricious. And it makes perfect sense. See, part of the installation of tyranny is to demonstrate that they can do whatever they want to do. Part of the installation of tyranny is to shove ridiculousness down people's throats and to say, yeah, you are going to pretend to believe this, or your life is going to be made so uncomfortable. And so you get circumstances like this walking example of mediocrity, Jerry Nadler. And
some people will say we're packing the court. We're not packing it. We're unpacking it.
He's legitimately as mediocre a mind as you could find. He's mid-level, maybe. And look, I try not to attack people in that way. Yeah, I'll say Jeff Duchin, so-called King County health official, has killed more people than any cop alive. And that's a fact, and I can defend it with data. So has Jay Inslee's policies. So has the so-called governor of California, Gavin Newsom. So has the so-called governor of Oregon, Kate Brown. And I'll bring hard data to that discussion any day you like. Observationally, Jerry Nadler is a walking sort of mediocrity. And he's capricious. Honey, what are you doing? I'm putting more clothes in the suitcase. So you're packing the suitcase?
Some people will say we're packing the court. We're not packing it. We're unpacking it.
Oh, but you're putting clothes in it. So when you're putting clothes in it, most people would say that you're packing your suitcase, hon. What are you doing?
Some people will say we're packing the court. We're not packing it. We're unpacking it.
Everybody with a brainstem that still twitches with synaptic signals, even if they're in a coma, there are people in the hospital in a coma. If you'd play that for them, they'd smile. They'd grin. This guy wants us to believe this? Sometimes the capriciousness is vicious. Vicious. Example. The Capitol Hill police were told to hold back against the rioters in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, when a bunch of unarmed people did what they ought not have done and vandalized federal property and attempted to break into part of the federal building, which was not an insurrection because they were not armed. It's nothing like an insurrection. Never was. They were tipped off this was going to happen. And Capitol Police were told to hold back on that. Where am I getting that? Well, admittedly, it's a really right-wing source called the New York Times, who now admits this capriciously. part of the design of capriciousness is, hey, listen, it's not even worth your time calling it out. Unplug from these sources. Go through your Twitter feeds and your Facebook feeds and unplug from them. Part of the design is to create uneasiness in us and anxiousness in us. Because when I read that there's going to be no charges against the anonymous officer who shot an unarmed white woman. Oh, I was told that when someone's unarmed, their race matters. Sorry. There's not even going to be a release of the name. There's not even going to be a trial. Took aim, fired, and shot compared to the case in Minnesota where you had a very dangerous young man who had at one point held a woman at gunpoint, who liked to pose with guns, who liked to talk about running from cops on social media. He decided to try to flee from a black cop. And a female cop made the unbelievably, I don't even know how to describe it, incompetent decision to pull her service firearm versus her taser. And they're on different sides of the body, and you train with these things. In that moment where a very dangerous young man was attempting to flee, and unfortunately he is dead, compared with a dangerous moment, a mob seeking to break down a door, an unarmed woman attempting to crawl maybe through a window or force her way through it. We don't know what was in her mind. And this officer, with his face covered by a woke mask, draws down, waits, and shoots and kills her. No charges. No name. It's capriciousness. It's capriciousness. And part of it is to say, look, we're on this side. If you're on the side of Black Lives Matter Incorporated, you can do whatever in the world you want to do. And it's a message to them as well. Look, we got you. Go nuts. Break things, destroy things, threaten people, steal things. Do what you want. You're helping us. We are destroying the thing together. You destroy it on the streets. We'll destroy it by packing the court. Or as Jerry Nadler, a walking mediocrity, would say, by unpacking it. It's Capri. Likewise, we were told to listen to the dying wish of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which she said that it's madness. It's madness to pack the Supreme Court. RGB thought this. Remember, we were told, oh, wait, her dying wish was to not fill the seat. No, wait until the election. Don't let Trump. It's her dying wish.
There are some people on the Democratic side who would like to increase the number of judges. If anything would make the court appear partisan, it would be that one side saying, when we're in power, we're going to enlarge the number of judges so we will have more people who will vote the way we want them to.
Of course, it will make it appear that way. That was gracious of you, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Rest in peace. But fortunately, Ruth, they're not packing the court.
Some people will say we're packing the court. We're not packing it. We're unpacking it.
Unplug from them. Remove them from your minds. Don't even have them as background noise. We will make sure that we tell you what they're saying on the program so that we can keep up with them and counter them. And you know in what ways your friends are being victimized. And this is truly, truly, I want to promise you something. Please try this. I'm begging you to try this and report back to me on the text line or email me, therman@ktth.com, or text is 800-465-8770. If you haven't done this yet, I mean, not just don't watch them on TV. I mean, completely unplug. Listen to no mainstream news coverage. Stop it. Take it out of your feeds and report back to me in a month. Really. I do from time to time. I take a whole selection of the music I own, because I don't rep music because I want to own the things I own. I'll take a whole selection of musical artists and I'll disappear them. I did that once with an entire class of music, classic rock. I didn't listen to classic rock for almost 4 years. Everything I listened to was new rock. And then 4 years later, I bought the best of Bob Seger. And I put it on in my car and I called my best friend, Matthew, who's not a huge fan of music like Bob Seger. He's like, brother, you got to hear this. There's a reason this is classic rock. It was like I had a musical moment of rebirth. And, wow. Roll Me Away is a great song. I promise you, if you completely, and I mean completely unplug from the Mockingbirds in a month, you're going to be on text with me going, Todd, it's so bad. Our friends are so abused. They're so traumatized with these lies. You're right. And you know what? It will make you better at persuading them. Please try this experiment. We're hardly done. Let's just, you know, the best way to do this, actually, let me think about this. Hold on, you guys. Oh, you know it is. It's some Seattle spirit. Because in here, you're going to hear some big capriciousness.
The law matters. It's not an abstract notion of law. The law has a huge impact on the people of this country, and that's why upholding the Constitution matters so much.
It is impossible to have a working democracy if everybody gets to decide what they think the Constitution is just for them.
I'm not going to enforce an unconstitutional law. I'm going to...
Don't be a sheep.
So the first voice is the so-called Attorney General of Washington State, Sideshow Bob. Sideshow Bob Ferguson. And then, of course, the wheezing, lying voice of the so-called governor, Jay Inslee. These are people who allowed a domestic terror group to take over Capitol Hill in Seattle for a couple weeks. Well, I think it was longer than that. Was it 6 weeks? They got to take it over, own it, run it, walk around with guns, get people killed, sex traffic, rape people, beat people, steal from businesses, assault folks, vandalize things, steal a police station. And they were given $1 billion in bailout money. But the law matters. Well, we can't have people running around. Then we're going to follow this or follow that. The so-called governor, Jay Inslee, a month ago, said the schools are going to go back into at least part-time in-person. The unions, big education unions, said, no, we're not. Nope. So he'll slap a business owner with a $10,000 per day fine. Unions? Ah, come on now. Can't go around fining the unions. What would that be like? You can't have that. That's chaos, man. 7 years ago, when I began to notice, hey, look at this. They are trying to convince little kids that they're not boys or girls, that there's something in between. And hey, look at this. Cowards like Joe Fain, who is now the head of the Bellevue Chamber of Commerce in Bellevue, Washington, said, hey, it's just because people need a place to pee. That's why we're doing all this. And I was saying, wait, no, people have been able to do this forever. No one cares what an adult does. No one cares when a man decides to dress like a woman. No one cares when an adult human being decides to have plastic surgery to appear to be the other sex. No one cares because we're kind people. That's their bag. Maybe we wish they wouldn't, and it's not our business. No one cares. Hey, something else is afoot. And something else was afoot. It's a societal crushing move. You will pretend men are women, or we will make life very difficult for you. Capriciousness. Tyranny is always capricious because it's setting this up. Truth is what we say it is, or shut up. That's the truth. Now this is true. Yesterday, that was true. Today, the opposite is true. So shut up. You're a racist, or shut up. That's the mode. So we don't shut up. So we ask questions. Yes, hi, what do you mean by racism? Can you define that, please? You want some fun? Ask a social justice warrior. What's the definition of woman? The ACLU, which operates on, one of the things you can support the ACLU on is that they insist on government transparency. One of the things you can support and agree with the ACLU on is they don't want the citizenry spied upon by big governments. They don't want that. They fought against that. They don't want homes searched and seized unless, of course, it's a Trump supporter. But again, they can't have Trump supporters having freedoms. The ACLU is suing private citizens who have gone to the Washington State Department of Corrections and said, hey, quick question. How many men have you put in prisons for women? Well, how do you know they're men? Well, they're adult human males. That's what a man is, an adult human male. No, the ACLU says we can't let citizens know how many men are in women's prisons because that would violate the privacy of the men who are in women's prisons watching women shower. We can't violate the privacy of a man who is in a women's prison and gets to ogle the women and watch them shower and change and work to have opportunities to sexually assault them. We can't have that. Capriciousness. If I was a different human, I would suggest a day of men being women. Not to mock people. Not to mock people. To my listeners, Sabrina and Jennifer. Jennifer had the operation decades ago, is a fruitful and smart and nice and interesting human. To Sabrina, who is allowed to cross-dress by his wife and has said, look, I've tried everything, Todd. This is just what I need to do for myself. Love you both. It's not to mock. It's to show the absurdity. Just choose a day. Make them live by their standards. Here's your rules. We're living by them. What are you doing in my bathroom? I'm doing what you've invited me to do. Walk into the Planet Fitness or Planet Stasis. Walk in there, into the showers, as a man. Just walk in. And of course, women are going to be very upset. And you'll say, wait, I am a woman. This is the reality. These are the systems you're setting up. These are the measures you're installing in society. These are the capricious notions of tyranny. These are the tactics of mind breaking. And where this leads, of course, this capriciousness, these absurdities lead to atrocities. They do because the mind is broken. You've been conditioned to truth is what they say it is. It is, in fact, not scary for a woman in prison to be housed with a male rapist because he's not male anymore. Because yesterday the governor said that man is a woman. See the way it breaks the brain that you end up with. People like Claudia Webb. I mean, she's just someone on Twitter. So, I mean, far be it for me to turn to her words. But what she said is, we have too many rich people. This is a quote. Earth is overpopulated. There are too many rich people. Oh, she uses a semicolon. That means she's smart. Earth is overpopulated, semicolon. There are too many rich people. Next sentence. To solve the climate crisis. Then she here actually misuses a semicolon. To solve the climate crisis, semicolon, the rich must be abolished. Abolished. Not taxed, not stolen from, abolished. Oh, by the way, she's a member of parliament in the UK, and she's speaking of abolishing classes of people. Well, I have an idea. Just say they're not people. Man is a woman, an infant, born, sept its toes inside the mother. That's not a person. That's a clump of cells. Stick some scissors in its skull. Good thing that will never be extended to adults, or let's say euthanasia, making that kind of less voluntary and all. That will never happen. Pray and unplug the mainstream media from your life. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, tyranny and capriciousness. By the way, people listening in the stream, welcome back. Apparently, the stream was malfunctioning for a while. Thank you for texting us and letting us know. Thank you to Tarek for getting in touch with engineering to get that fixed. If you are dying to hear the two-minute wrap-up, it'll be on the podcast later of the last segment. Well, let's just read this here. This is interesting. Hold on a second. Oh. Well, wait. You know what's really, really encouraging to see is all the journalists who are coming to the aid of James O'Keefe to say, why did Twitter ban him? He did investigative journalism. He uncovered that according to the CNN producer, everything we see on CNN is reality. They were in it to unseat President Trump. They lied about the COVID flu to unseat President Trump. They promote a domestic terror organization called Black Lives Matter Incorporated because they buy the news. It's not news. James O'Keefe has shown CNN to be what it is. And here's one way to know. If you're in a functional group of friends, functional groups of friends will have hard conversations with one another. Right? Functional groups of friends would say, dude, listen, I was just outside, and no offense, I heard the way you were talking to your wife. And, man, can I help? I know marriages can be frustrating, but honestly, like, I think you're far more loving than that. That's when you're dealing with a good friend. I had once a good friend tell me, I'm worried that your thing with speed skating and your daughter is like, that's become your church. And you have more emphasis on that than church. And he was right. And he said that because he loves me. And there are no journalists that I'm able to find. Well, there are. Glenn Greenwald. Glenn Greenwald is a liberal journalist who is saying, we knew this about CNN. This just proves it. He's one. It should chill anyone who works in journalism that this journalist, James O'Keefe, has been banned from Twitter for showing what another journalism outlet was doing. That's not a journalism outlet. CNN is not a journalism outlet. According to what we've heard multiple times and observed with our own eyes, lying about hydroxychloroquine, et cetera, ad nauseum, lying about Russia, et cetera, ad nauseum, lying about the Hunter Biden, et cetera, ad nauseum. We could continue for the whole show. I guess there's a theme to today. I got sick yesterday and you guys were so kind asking about my condition. And I'm okay today. And the first thing we do when we're sick is like, let's stop being around the thing that makes us sick. Stop being around this stuff, because it's sickening us in ways that we don't realize. When I stopped watching TV in whole, I mean, really stopped watching it. When I have it on now, like in a hotel room, I can't stand it. It's so noisy and so obtrusive. I can't stand it. Listen to what got banned. This is what got a journalist banned from Twitter. This is part of what was banned from Twitter. This is part of what got James O'Keefe banned.
I think what we did, we got Trump back. I am 100% going to say it. And I 100% believe it, that if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have gotten voted out. I really don't think so.
Really? I think if COVID hadn't happened, it wouldn't have mattered what coverage, and Trump would still be in office.
I came to CNN because I wanted to be a part of that.
I wanted to be a part of that. Here's how to know if you're still a journalist. Are you writing about this? Have you run an article about this? Are you more concerned about opinion? People like me sharing my opinion than you are about newsrooms burying this story? Why is this not a mainstream story? Why are you not calling out your own? Because that's not done. Because you're afraid. Because you know we don't trust you. And you think this will make it worse. I got a clue for you. Not talking about it is more reason to not trust you. It's an A or B test. It's pass or fail. A free press is inversely proportionate to the number of stories that are banned. The freedom of the press is inversely proportionate to the number of verboten topics. Apparently, James O'Keefe being banned and the actual content of James O'Keefe's investigation is banned from mainstream media, from the Mockingbirds. Criticism of the deadly, medically useless, politically advantageous lockdowns of school children, churches, and small businesses is banned. It's not done. The fact that Joe Biden's dementia, creating an infrastructure bill that has 6% to do with infrastructure, that still calling that an infrastructure bill, that's not a freedom of the press. That's not a free press. CNN wrote this tweeted this on April 13th. Quote, the pandemic has given us a trial run. Experts say the COVID-19 pandemic has taught hard lessons that countries can use to tackle another major global crisis, climate change. That's really interesting because just this weekend, no, just 2 days ago, I read another instance of more faked data on the climate front. Once again, making current temperatures appear warmer and past temperatures appear cooler. And they have a picture here of what looks like steam coming out of a factory. Steam is not a so-called greenhouse gas, FYI. What is contributing to what we call greenhouse gases are the big storage farms of processors and computers for companies like Facebook and Twitter. That somehow never makes it into their calculus. What does contribute to that is the fact that you can't have solar panels without coal because you can't process the energy enough. Plus, the panels themselves are made with coal. But it's given us a trial run. A so-called network, which is not a news network, that we observed twisting things to bury Trump in the election, lying about the COVID flu, is now transmitting to their victims that the sea rise levels that haven't happened, that Al Gore's 14 homes he has because, of course, he cares so much about the environment, that the private planes that the so-called concerned people about global warming took to con, well, not this year, That's the next thing for which we need to lock down. One year ago, we started to tell you they're going to lock down because of the weather, because it's the same phenomena. Cases, changed definition. Let's go back and change the global temperatures from long ago, and let's make them appear cooler. Let's insert hockey sticks in data that anybody who's a data scientist would look at that and go, that's not a natural curve. That didn't happen. And the test for journalists. Are you going to defend James O'Keefe? If yes, you may still be a journalist. If not, well, come on, man. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. We'll get into this a little bit next week. A listener just sent me this, Bob Lawler on Twitter. This is not great to hear. Justice Department announces a court-authorized effort to disrupt exploitation of Microsoft Exchange server vulnerabilities. The Justice Department today announced a court-authorized operation to copy and remove malicious web shells from hundreds of vulnerable computers in the United States running on premises versions of Microsoft Exchange software used to provide enterprise-level email services. Oh. Through January and February 2021, certain hacking groups exploited these exchanges. Okay. And the government allowed itself? The FBI conducted the removal by issuing a command through web shells to the server, which was designed to cause the server to delete only the web shell. This was unrelated to Microsoft's 13 April announcement. So I'll get some time to study this, but you'll be glad to know that the FBI has a backdoor into Microsoft Exchange servers. That's good. There's nothing that can go wrong with that. That's probably a good idea. We do want our betters protecting us. Be interesting to see if Microsoft's keen on that. I mean, now that it's Biden's dementia in charge, of course, it's all fine. But prior to this, you know, the orange man bad and all, having access to your computers, I mean, that would be racism. Is it racism? Sexism. Classism. Got it. Okay, I want to make sure I got my ism straight. Let's get into just a few more things, which is a quick arrangement of news-like items laid out into a logical and sequentially ordered list, thereby inserting even 6 minutes of order into a world being driven into purposeful chaos by the party.
Just a few more things.
So in the era of the COVID lies, it's interesting to see the excuses that some people will make. This is Andrea Mitchell, who's as mobbed up a human being as you can get, married to a former Fed chairman and working at a propaganda outfit called MSNBC. She is talking to Meg Whitmer about the problems in Michigan.
Thing one.
And what's going on in Michigan? Because you guys are full lockdown and you abuse people and you said you couldn't buy garden seeds. And why is it that your cases are so high? And how come that's been a problem in Michigan?
The Republican legislature has stopped her from having emergency authorization over shutdowns. And she's facing 10 Supreme Court lawsuits in the state Supreme Court against shutdowns. You know, how much can she deal with this?
Yeah, that's it. That was the problem, was the court cases. They didn't shut down enough. Got it. So Texas and Florida that opened up and always had lower death rates, but now have even lower case transmission rates, fully open. I live in an open state. That's the problem, is Meg Whitmer didn't get to keep people from buying garden seeds. They could go out and buy garden seeds, but only from companies listed on the stock market, not some death trap, small town hardware store. Small businesses are death traps. Remember this? Remember when President Trump announced, look, let's get out of Afghanistan. Why are we here? And every intelligence official and unnamed army official and CNN, it's unheard of. It's dangerous. It's thoughtless. Well, what about when Joe Biden's dementia makes that
thing too?
Was there any different treatment to that at all when it was Joe Biden's dementia speaking from behind a militarized installation?
Tonight, President Trump is expected to significantly reduce U.S. troop strength in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, that's despite warnings from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Tomorrow, America's longest war is coming to an end in a matter of months, a war that cost the U.S. more than 2,000 lives.
But it's the news media. How do you... Sometimes I say to my wife, jokingly, when she's having, you know, bad days, sometimes I'll say, probably this is cruel. How do you live? How do you live? How do you live? How do you read your teleprompter one day and have those words leave your mouth? Despite warnings from his military, President Trump is drawing down troops from Afghanistan in what experts say is a dangerous move likely to embolden the Taliban. Take two. Today, America's longest war comes to an end as President Biden announces U.S. troops are coming home with no problem whatsoever foreseen by any of the experts. It happens over time. Do you want the honest answer? It happens over time. This is why I told my staff in D.C., never, ever, 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 ever take even the smallest bribe. Because the first trick you turn is the hardest. And after that, you just get in the car and you let the John drive. It happens over time. Some people can't even remember the first time they sold out. Next up in just a few more things.
Thing three.
So to continue with just this kind of look at the media, this is also on MSNBC, and he says this about cops. Now, certainly this isn't hyperventilating or overstating
it. I'm just as likely to get shot by that cop as I am what the potential intruder is. That's just the reality. That's the reality that I live with every day.
No, you're not. No, you're not more likely to be just as likely to be harmed by a cop as by someone who kicks your door in at home. That's a lie. Next up, in just a few more
things. Thing four.
The so-called mayor of Brooklyn Center says this about cops making traffic stops.
I don't believe that officers need to necessarily have weapons, every time they're making a traffic stop.
Yep. If you want one day, so-called mayor, we'll sit down together and I'll show you the training videos they show of cops being murdered in traffic stops. One day. We'll come back with Dory Monson on the Todd Herman Show.